Cousin Joe Show, the Cousin Joe Show. It's Cousin Joe and
Ian.
Joe's hardcore pimping, got the boomer tech ballin'. Just give it a minute, and Royce will be calling. That's right, Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show.
No, in fact, even on a normal day, proper hygiene's probably a good idea.
Oh my God, that was the CDC breaking into this transmission. They saw the masks and they got freaked out. Ian, hi, Ian.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you protecting yourselves from the radiation coming off your laptop? That's why I'm covering my face.
I'm protecting myself and my loved ones, yes.
Okay, it's good. I'm glad that you're safe. Are you in quarantine?
Me and mine. Yes, I am. I'm in quarantine. That's why I couldn't be in the studio. It's recommended not to have gatherings, so I didn't want to go to your place.
Right. It's not that you're lazy.
That's why Dan, obviously, no, not that I'm lazy. Cousin Dan, also, he's in a real quarantine. I think his voice has to rest also.
Yes, for at least 2 months. That was what I was told by his doctor.
Yeah, we couldn't even talk to Cousin Dan. It had to be his representatives, right?
Well, he's getting a little big now. He's doing Hippo Juice. He's doing Daywave. He's, you know, he's got his own. I got to deal with his secretary every time I try to make plans with him.
That's why. Is he carving a new creative path?
He is. He's
good for him.
Oh, you know what the problem is? I can't drink with this.
Well, you can probably pick it up for a second. I think he's like a 3 second rule for coronavirus, right?
Kind of like food dropped on the floor. The 5 second rule is three seconds for this.
So. Yeah. That's what I think I read, something like that.
This mask is getting hot, and I'm noticing that my breath stinks.
Oh, this mask is very hot. You're right. Should we just kind of kill the gag?
Yeah, I think it's over.
Okay.
All right, well, that was fun. Yeah, we're not far from the actual quarantine zone in New Rochelle, which they have the National Guard at, which, Ian, they're just there to help hand out food to everybody.
Oh, I thought they were there so black people didn't riot.
See, now... That was a little subtle, what you're saying. But yeah, it's that or, I mean, look, you could just get lunch ladies from high school if it's handing out food. You don't need people with AR-15s making sure that, water bottles are being handed off to the right people. So I don't know what's going on, aside from the fact that I forgot to silence my phone. But yeah, the numbers are climbing in, and we're being personally affected.
Oh, are we ever?
I mean, this is probably the biggest crisis you and I have faced.
Since the ticket scandal.
Since the scandal.
It involves the same thing.
Yeah. Ian sent me a message. What was it, Monday?
It was Sunday or Monday. Yeah, Monday.
Pearl Jam has postponed the entire North American concert leg. No Madison Square Garden. No Baltimore. I think they canceled Canada too, right? I mean, that is North America.
They canceled, the full outside of Europe, which I guess is a couple of months away, so they had time to there's still time to see what happens, but they canceled the entire first leg of the tour.
My ears still hurt from wearing that mask for 4 minutes. How do people wear that all day?
I guess the attempt to not die outweighs the minor discomfort.
I guess that's a good point. I didn't think of that. So, yeah, we don't know when the new dates are. This is probably the biggest tragedy to come out of the coronavirus.
Since the biggest tragedy for Pearl Jam since Roskilde or whatever, right?
Well, if you want to get serious, yeah. I would say so. And when they did that, I was really pissed off and thought it was really overreactionary. And you said it was the right call. And I looked at my phone when you texted me that, and I rolled my eyes and shook my head at you. But now I'm starting to go, well... I think it was the right call, and even if they didn't do it, they would have been forced to do it, because now pretty much any large gathering event anywhere is being canceled, right?
It's definitely the right call. I mean, I was at a school function for my kid, a concert, and even just sitting in the auditorium, it's gotten to the point where, you know, the feeling after like a Batman movie when it came out and there was a shooter in the theater, like you can't go to a movie theater for a couple weeks or months without
thinking. In that particular theater where the gunman was. So
no, but I'm just saying, but like that feeling that, or driving over a bridge after 9/11, or just certain triggers, so to speak. Like I'm in that auditorium thinking, wow, one of these motherfuckers in here has this.
Wait, where were you?
At my kids, like, you know, orchestra concert.
School thing? But,
yeah, so maybe there's 500 people, there may be less. And even that, I'm thinking, shit, this feels weird.
Well, I mean, we got tickets to see the album. Well, like, yeah, I guess see. It's in a movie theater, right? So
yeah,
it's going to be
there's
some
animations for each song, yeah.
In like 2 weeks. And I'm wondering if, didn't they send a thing out saying that might not even go on?
Well, I was reading, I think I sent you part of a screenshot on their Instagram. They had an FAQ. A link to FAQ. First of all, the one good thing is they all but confirmed there will be a second leg. So that is a nice little silver lining. But about the movie theater, they said they're leaving it at this point up to the discretion of the individual theaters as to what they're going to do.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't be surprised if it was going to be canceled. Dude, businesses businesses I frequent, i.e. liquor stores,
massage parlors.
In the past couple of days have been empty. My job, I mean, everywhere, dude. People are just not going out.
My phone didn't ring today one time at work. Not one time.
I'm guessing this is going to be like another 2 months.
That's a safe bet. I mean, I know that I have a friend in Seattle. They now have the school is now closed until April 24th. That's already just at least 6 weeks of no school, which is insane.
It's fucking, it's, each day it's crazier. But, Ian, I want you to know that the people at the top, the people handling things, have it under control. You and I are both in New York.
Open the curtain, please.
I don't know if you've seen this, but this is just, if you had reservations about this, you know, being a problem, I'm here to tell you. Everything is handled. Everything is fine. I want you to hear the latest from our governor, Mr. Cuomo. If I can get this on the screen. Hang on a second. Hold on. I tested your video for 20 minutes, but I didn't test anything else.
I heard it just before, so I think you paused it, right?
No, it's just the visual that... I know what it is. Hang on a second. Hold on a second. Oh, this is bad.
Uh-oh.
This is fucking... Hang on a second. I got like 4 YouTube windows open. I'm trying to figure out which one. Remember how I tweeted out, we'll be live at 7:30?
Yes.
And then
you
said
7:15.
Right, and then I went, no, never mind. We're good now? I should have
went test the video.
Yeah, I should have went for 7:15. Or 7:30. Okay, hang on a second. I got it. All right. Got a little shrinkage here. This is very important. Okay. This is a very professional show. Smooth as silk. Ian, look at this.
That's real.
This is real.
We're introducing New York State Clean hand sanitizer made conveniently by the state of New York. This is a superior product to products now on the market. The World Health Organization, CDC, all those people suggest
all those people
60% alcohol.
What
content.
Do they know, Ian?
Purell, competitor to New York.
This is like a bad fucking SNL bit.
I was thinking SNL. It looks fake. It looks not official.
The label looks like he just printed it out on his home HP printer that's around the bottle. The whole thing. And he's so enthusiastic. This is the governor of our state, and he's talking about Purell being a competitor.
A competitor. Insane.
Look at this.
State clean. 70%.
He's really proud of the name, by the way.
75%
He loves that really.
It also has a
really creative name.
It has a
dude. Get this.
Very nice floral bouquet.
Oh my God!
This is real. This is what they're doing. A floral bouquet.
Are they selling this or giving it out?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would assume they're going to start giving it out where it's needed. But then Ian, if Purell is a competitor, I'm assuming this is going to be on the market. It's going to be hitting the bodega shelves.
Yeah, there's so many other ways to say that. That's crazy.
And don't forget, it's bouquet.
Floral bouquet?
Excuse me. Floral bouquet.
Floral bouquet. But first of all, as a side note, I hate things that artificially smell like flowers. It's like one of the most unpleasant smells, chemical flower.
Well, because, yeah, it always smells like chemicals and not flowers. No one's got it right yet. You're right. But just a little more.
I detect the lilac.
What?
Hydrangea, tulips. What does it smell like?
My wife's tulip. Pussy. Oh, wait a minute. That was already there.
He just put his fucking hand in someone's face and asked for their opinion. This is a news conference on a disease that's rapidly spreading and killing people. It's a floral bouquet.
Yes. Floral bouquet.
He said it again.
The state of New York. Corecraft, actually, is making it for the state.
Who cares?
We'll be providing this to governmental agencies, schools, the MTA, prisons, etc. Because you can't get it on the market. And when you get
it's collectible.
Very, very expensive.
It's a rare collectible
also
item.
Also, to Purell and Mr. Amazon and Mr. eBay.
See, that was meant to be demeaning, Ian. Mr. Amazon. And it's really clever and funny, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Don't you think their feelings are hurt? Don't you think Mr. Amazon's feelings are hurt watching this?
Maybe he can start selling them to, like, Washington State and, you know, milk other states that don't have the engineering ingenuity to make our own sanitizer.
Of mixing a rubbing alcohol with gel. Yeah.
And crushing up flour.
Oh, how could I forget the lilac? My apologies.
Use our product, which is superior to your product. And dude, you don't even have the floral bouquet.
Wow.
So stop price gouging.
What is happening?
So much less expensive.
Well, everyone
does
knows
he have
the floral bouquet.
Does he have like 117 fever? What is he doing?
The floral bouquet is what sanitizes, so everyone does know that.
That's the important part that kills the germs. It's
Jesus.
Specifically
Christ.
The lilac. Yeah. But this is
It's clear. Look, and not to get political and who knows where everyone lies, but like over the last 4 or so years, it's clear that like the illusion of authority and politics and leadership is over. Like it's just people in suits that have no idea what to do in a situation of crisis at this point.
No idea. This guy's answer was to create a hand sanitizer to compete with Purell.
And you know, to be honest, the creating part is great. We do need that, and everywhere you go, you can't get it. However, the word compete is certainly troublesome and curious. And the fact that he's touting the floral bouquet part, well, who is this guy?
He's our governor. That's the scary thing. He's
our governor.
And he's so excited about this product. I was just going to say, this is not the answer to what is going on.
No, the answer is more Pearl Jam shows.
Obviously.
That's the answer. Or like large listening parties.
Yeah. Like live streaming, you know, like we do. They could just do a concert in an empty stadium
like they were going to do for the NCAA tournament.
Like they were going to do, yeah. And just stream it to everybody. But no, it's New York
Floral
State.
Floral bouquets.
That is one of the... I'm sorry, I'm still looking at that label. Dude, it looks like... He just printed it out at home and
because somebody did
kids glued it on.
But there was no time to send out to like China or somewhere else to have those made.
Do you think that one bottle he has is the only one that has hand sanitizer in it and all that shit behind him is just empty bottles or bottles of water? Because yeah, you're right. Wouldn't they manufacture this yesterday?
There's no time.
No. But again, this is a almost 3 minute long video.
And by the way,
Yeah.
Just because he put it on his hands doesn't mean that's even hand sanitizer. That could be fucking, you know, spaghetti water. It could be anything.
Spaghetti water has been known to fight the common cold, so why not try it for this?
Let's give it a shot with this. It's better than anything else we could think of so far.
It's just, that was a legitimate press conference.
Now, that happened today, by the way? Was that today?
That was the 9th, just a couple hours ago.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
You know what else was on the 9th? A little broadcast from a small town called Memphis, Tennessee. Now, Ian, if you're afraid, as you know, New York, here where we are, is it's spreading rapidly. If you want to get away from it and you want to be 100% healthy and have zero chance of getting the coronavirus, then you're going to have to, well, maybe you shouldn't book a flight, but walk to Memphis. I believe that's also a song. Or is that Walking in Memphis?
I think it's Walking in Memphis.
Okay. Well, this town residents, they have all the answers. Check this out.
No, in fact, even on a normal day, proper hygiene's probably a good idea. It's even more important now that we have a confirmed coronavirus case here in Shelby County. And yet we're speaking to people who say that's not what they're doing. They're not paying attention to expert advice. And as you mentioned, Stephanie, not even following coronavirus developments.
As shocked as some were to learn about the 70 people now under quarantine in Shelby County.
Oh my God, I can't even believe that. That's crazy.
They weren't worried enough.
Yeah.
That was better than what Cuomo said.
So far, it was more intelligent.
Enough about coronavirus to take even the most basic precautions.
I'm being 100% honest. I don't do nothing differently. I do everything the same. I don't wash my hands.
If people prayed, they wouldn't have to worry.
Sorry.
Whoa. She was about to say the most amazing thing.
Oh, I'm going to get to that, but I can't let that guy go.
No.
He doesn't wash his hands. Does that mean ever? Does that mean when he's out in the bathroom? Does that mean... Are the people that never wash their hands?
I guess that must be a thing. That must be a movement that's starting. Like, that guy's actually a white man. That's how dirty he actually is.
I don't wash my hands.
But yeah, here comes
if people pray, they won't have to worry about it. They don't pose to live in fear. Pray. This is it. I'm not going to catch nothing.
But along with prayer, doctors are also prescribing common...
No doctor is saying, by the way, there's other stuff. Mainly prayer. I'm going to send you home with a prescription for prayer. No doctors. What the fuck is the newscaster talking about? I love this, though. I have to hear that again.
Live in fear. Pray. This is it. I'm not going to catch nothing.
But along...
So if we move to Memphis when things get too bad, Ian... All the residents are praying. We should be totally fine.
I mean, listen, if Jesus can be murdered, anything can happen.
By the Jews.
Right? I mean, by the Jews. Fine. Fair enough. But they're still Jews. Jews are doctors, right?
Yeah.
It's still going on. It never stops.
See the cycle. Hold on. There's more.
Along with prayer, doctors are also prescribing common sense to protect against an outbreak which has already killed almost 4,000 people worldwide.
I think the general public should be concerned, be aware.
With all this coronavirus talk, let's not forget about the things that really matter in life. Joe's love of music.
Well, of course. Thank you, Madman 92. I'm a fucking asshole. You know, I was really hoping for some Pearl Jam. As it's, you know. Ian, why are you bobbing your head?
I can't help it.
Every team and every project we could get far. Subvergic Biologic, we work...
Well... Thank you, whoever, you know,
Madman 92.
Goddamn.
I just have to mentally recover for the next 5 minutes from that.
Going on?
What's more, experts say indifference to coronavirus could put you at heightened risk of getting it.
If individuals don't wash their hands, they don't bother not touching their faces, if they begin to do those basic things without paying any concern to the problem, then it could be a major issue when the virus comes into the community.
Wow. That's kind of skew.
It's of particular concern to Anthony Lindsay because his wife already has leukemia.
He's doing everything he can to make sure he and she don't get coronavirus as well.
Staying out of crowds, but I really can't stay out of them too much because my wife is in the hospital, so we're in and out. But
that's not a crowd. Oh, his pager just went off.
And we had a
someone's looking for a 20
Lysol spray.
And if that doesn't work, there are always more drastic measures.
It's already here. Yeah. I might have to move.
So that guy, in the span of, I'm assuming, that reporter took at least 5 minutes to interview him, right?
Go fuck are you?
5 minutes.
Sorry, in had the, to make up for missing most. Last week's show.
What are you making up with, Madman? You're making me nervous. What are you making up for? All right, thank you. This is more like it. All right, right?
Here we go.
Thank you, Madman. I'm in a better mood now. Appreciate it. Cocksucker.
That's not nice. It's really not nice.
It's really rude.
It's even more important now that we have a confirmed.
Sorry. It was beyond
that's
rude.
That's so rude. And is. I really hope you guys don't keep doing that.
I do too. But that guy went in the span of, I'm guessing, 2 to 5 minutes. I ain't going to change nothing. I ain't washing no hands. It's here. I got to get out of here. I love how his tone changed within what's got to be a matter of minutes. So, yeah, it's since we did a show last week, it's really, again, man, when they sent the announcement out about the concerts postponed, relax, people. We're not going to do another 10 minutes of Pearl Jam talk. I'm just saying, it was only a couple days ago where I was like, this is bullshit. It's fucking overblown, blown out of proportion. It's not a big deal. And the more I read and hear from people who, you know, it's a guy at work, his brother's an EMT, and he was telling him how every hospital has a quarantine zone set up in the hospital, and there's people in there, like patients. They're numbers we don't know, because they're not being tested. They don't have the kits yet. So I'd say within a week, the numbers are going to double, triple.
Yeah, they were saying for the past week or so, every, I think, 3 or 4 days, it doubles. And that's only what they know because there is no testing. So clearly we're going to have exponential increase in this. This is not even the beginning probably of what's about to happen.
That's what you think, Ian, but may I refer you to Memphis? Just pray. Just pray and you won't get it.
Well, I better pray tonight when the show's over.
I did.
Right? I'm going to lay down in bed, masturbate, then pray. That's my routine tonight.
Do you wash your hands before clasping them together in prayer?
You know what? I think I better this time.
Just this time. I mean, it is a special. I used to, when I was dumb and religious, when I was a teenager, I wouldn't jerk off on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Or on Christmas Day. I would jerk off up until midnight on December 24th, but then I wouldn't because it was Jesus' birthday. So I didn't touch my dick for Jesus. That's how much religion fucks with your head. I honestly believed that it was okay if I jerked off, but not past midnight on Jesus' birthday, because that would be a sin.
Your dick sounds like a gremlin. Like, don't touch it after midnight. Don't get it wet.
It's just, I also used to be convinced, like, I used to jerk off with a comforter over me because I thought that like my dead grandfather could be looking down and I don't want him to see my dick and me jerking off. So I would cover myself with a comforter.
So you thought that your ghost grandfather didn't have x-ray vision?
Yes. I thought that this is, again, look, I'm not speaking for everyone. I know you guys, some of you more, I don't know how many of you are religious. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me. I have nothing against it. Fine. Whatever works for you. I'm just saying for me, it didn't work well. So, yeah, I believed, Ian, that he was up in heaven and looking down and watching me, and he could see me, but if I put a blanket over my pee-pee, he couldn't see the naughty pumping motion I was doing.
And more importantly, you truly wouldn't splatter him with your cum.
That would be rude. Yeah.
Life or death, I don't think, you know, our grandparents need to be cummed on by us.
That is good advice to teach your children. Shakes the dead absolutely have x-ray vision?
No, of course they do.
I haven't been able to look at chat.
I'm watching it a little bit here.
Okay. Feel free to read
up. I am very sorry that this horrible disease has ruined your concert plans, mister. Carl Shell and Mr. Lazarus.
Not my name.
Here, this will help. I am helping.
This is not helping anything at all.
Could be worse, could be worse.
This is terrible. This is disturbing, man.
Found this thanks to Frozen Asian's shit show a couple weeks back. Remember, folks, Sunday night shit show, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central.
That's right, Frozen Asian's shit. What the fuck is this? Oh god, it gets worse.
What is this?
I don't know. Let me look. Lady Baby?
Let's say Pearl Jam and Avril Lavigne mashup.
Well, don't ruin it for everybody.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was an incoming one. That was the one that was replayed. Oh. It's just listing it out of order on my on the stream.
Hey, listen, I'll challenge you guys to find the most
Pearl Jam. Don't challenge.
The most, Pearl.
They'll find.
It'll raise,
they'll find.
It'll also, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm saying, listen, because, there's nothing I enjoy more than helping raise money for this show and watching you pissed. So if you guys, whatever you guys think Pearl Jam related will annoy Joe the most, please send that through. Because that'll make me feel better. We had our first two cases in my neighborhood, actually, today they announced. So it's here. Like, it's happening.
I know.
It is here.
No, Lisa, I did not nail my grandpa right in the eye. I had a blanket.
That's his aunt.
All right, look.
Get it straight, listeners. Come on, it's his aunt that he fucked.
I wish you'd stop
in the ass
putting that out there because it didn't happen. And there's new people that check out the show all the time, and the amount of them I can imagine, Ian, who believe that this happened. And I feel like
that rumor is going to spread like the virus. Yeah,
sorry, it has already. You're not helping it. No, Ian, Andy, sorry. Joe, I jerk off thinking of my dead grandpa. That's not. That's not my.
Well, in a way, the fact that you considered him in the process means, in a way, you were doing both at the same time.
As I was reading that, I was thinking he has a point. I shouldn't have been thinking, but because again, I was deathly afraid of, like I said, having like a sin like jerking off on Jesus' birthday or. When he rose, I wouldn't jerk off on Easter either. And I was convinced that, like I said, my dead relatives were watching what I was doing. So, yeah, I had to have all these
How
things
old
in
you?
Mind. Probably
a teenager?
Well, I mean, like probably 15, 16. I'm trying to remember.
Were you fucking at all yet or not yet?
No, I didn't lose my virginity until like a week before I was 18. And the only reason I lost my virginity was because I didn't want to turn 18 and be a virgin.
So you fucked a pig?
Yeah. Yeah, I found the town slut, and I messaged her on AOL Instant Messenger. And
I said, hey, aunt, come on over. But when you were – like, so if you were ever having sex, did it occur to you that your grandparents could be watching you then, or you kind of came to your senses before that?
That's a good question.
Your grandpa was stroking his cock while you were fucking some bitch in your room.
I mean, I don't know where you made the leap to that, but it's – I'm trying to think. No, when I was 17, I was still religious, so I don't know if I thought about that. That's a really good question.
Because imagine if he sees like your ass and balls like just swinging, he don't want to see that either. That's almost worse.
I think he'd be proud. Well, no, he wouldn't have been proud of me for that one.
The real bird's eye view.
Pig. I mean.
Even dead grandpa, hey, listen, have some standards, man. I'm dead, and I can see that.
That probably was the only thing on my mind was like, look, grandpa, you can understand, right? I'm going to be 18. I just have to practice on a pig so when I find someone I care about, I could know what I'm doing. That's all. I need to know where the hole is exactly. I just need practice. So,
Let's break this down a little. So just for some insight, what's the story here? Like, did you just call her? How did you set up this sexual encounter?
She had already fucked like two of my friends and just, you know, at parties that I wasn't at because I wasn't cool enough to go to parties. I was going to say back then, but still to this day. But so I knew she was kind of a slut and you know, to say she was easy is putting it lightly. And I was on AOL Instant Messenger, and she was on my friends list, my buddy list, as it was called. And I messaged her something along the lines of, hey, you want to meet up later? And I don't know how I worded it, but I made it clear that that was my intention. Like, it wasn't like...
So it wasn't a date?
No. No, I picked...
Like, you didn't buy her an expensive bottle of alcohol and some Chinese food for her and her brother. This was...
No, I picked her up at her parents' apartment building, drove somewhere, and then fucked her in the backseat of my Monte Carlo.
Your first time was in the back of a car?
Yeah.
That's a revelation. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Condom or no condom?
Oh, absolutely condom. Especially with her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then
fucking you!
It's all these people's fault.
What people, Madman 92? I mean, I have a group of people in my mind, but I can't say it. YouTube doesn't like that.
Ah, oh, hello, please. You can call me DJ Not Nice. I run a dry cleaning service in Detroit. You want black belt? $10 cash. No ticky, no laundry. Here we go.
Ching, ching, chong.
Oh, yeah.
Ching, ching, chong.
This is, interesting.
Ching, ching, chong. Here we go, everybody.
It's actually kind of catchy, to be honest with you.
Well, because the song itself, I mean, that Boom Boom Pow or by Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, that was a parody? See, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's a parody.
Happily out of touch with modern music, so I didn't even know that was a parody song.
Which that song, Boom Boom Pow, whatever, was about 12 years ago. It's not even modern. You were still young when that song came out. I mean, still racist, so I guess that's why you wouldn't have heard it, but young nevertheless.
Nothing that, I'm not... Anyway, back to your question. Oh, so...
Yeah. You fucked her in the car. Did you just drive her home as soon as you came?
Drove her right home.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a story. That's great.
Yeah, and I don't think there was, like, any talking on the way back.
Kind of funny. I was just talking to a friend about, like, she has daughters. I have a daughter. And we were saying how, just as a parent, having that sort of, you know, periphery and bird's eye view of someone growing up, like, I wanted to have a conversation with my daughter about, like, not romanticizing things. Like, your first time's probably going to be terrible and you're going to encounter so many shitty men. And it's just funny to hear this story of, like, some fucking asshole dude, like, stuffing this pig and just driving her home like garbage. I love it. Hey, if you're that pig and you're listening, you can call in with your side of the story, by the way.
I mean, it's not going to be any different from what I told. Fortunately for her, that's how it happened.
So how long do you think you were, like, how long did this coitus last?
I mean, I'm sure under 2 minutes, same as now.
So I'm sure she had a great old time.
I mean.
Poor girl.
It's not like I, you know, I didn't take advantage of her. She was just...
No, not at all.
She was easy. She was...
Totally... Oh, she just liked dick. I mean, no shame.
Yeah, she's just one of those girls that was just fine with, yeah, let's do that. You know, it wasn't like I didn't have to get her drunk or any, like, creepy shit like that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Shakes, call in, pig. To this day, I don't even know... if she's alive. I don't know where she is. It's one of those where, like, there was no friendship before that. There was none after that. It was just, that was it.
So, did you ever talk to her after that?
No, if we did, it was on AIM or, because I think I considered doing it again, but then I somehow gained, like, an ounce of respect for myself and went, no, I can't do that again. Like I said, it was just a practice before I got to a relationship with a girl that, you know, I liked, and I wasn't trying to find where to put my dick. You know what I mean?
Fair.
That was the only... that and, like I said, I just had this stupid thing in my dumb male brain of going, you can't turn 18 and be a virgin. You're a loser. You can't do that.
What are you...
That's, I'm telling American you, this was Pie? Like a week before my birthday. It was the only reason.
Jason Biggs over here.
But, you know, how old were you when you...
I think I was either late 17, maybe early 18. I was late for that also. I made up for, you know, for lost time and all, but I was a little late to start.
Was it like someone you were dating or was it...
Yeah, it was a girlfriend. She was young. She might have been like 15 or 16.
Are you sure you want to talk about this on the air?
It was a lifetime ago. Statute of limitations is well expired. No, I mean, I think I was 17, so she was like 16. I don't think it was that bad.
All right, no, that's not.
No, it was fine. It was my girlfriend.
So you said you were 18, which might have been.
She was pretty hot. I was awful. I had no idea what I was doing. In fact, you know, for many years, it takes a lot of time.
Well, I remember not long after that, me and my friend drove to Long Island to meet these two girls. I think he met them in some chat room or somewhere. It might have been MySpace, but I want to say it was before MySpace. I'm trying to get my timeline right.
MySpace, that wasn't too long. That was only like 15 years ago.
It was like 2005 or 6, right? No, it was before MySpace. But we drove to Long Island, and we met these two girls. The one my friend was talking to, and it was a whole like, hey, my buddy Joe's coming. Why don't you bring one of your girlfriends? So she did. We went bowling and whatever, and then we ended up again in the back of a car, his car.
It was all four of you did?
No. It was a minivan. I remember he hid Bud Light cans in the armrest. Like he cracked the bottom of the armrest to open it up and hide cans because we were underage. And
who the fuck are you?
We parked.
Suppose I should actually be nice once in a while, and I'm out of ideas for now.
Well, I appreciate you being nice, Madman 92, and I'm looking forward to what I'm assuming is Pearl Jam. All right. Well, I really appreciate this. Thank you, Madman. Spent the Joe the plot of American Pie to let him. Well, this is actually the song. Thank you,
man. Played the actual song. Holy cow.
That's awesome.
What are the odds?
One step too far. We went bowling. Starts no good story. Well, but anyway, we're in the back seat. I didn't fuck her or anything, but we were fooling around. And I remember I was trying to finger her, and I put my hand around her back and down her pants. And it was dark.
See where this might be going.
It was dark. And I didn't know that my finger was in the wrong hole.
Oh, you put it in her ass?
Yeah.
Did she say anything or was she polite?
She was polite, but she said something like, do you know where you are in there? And then I realized, no. I think I said no, and I apologized. And I pulled it out. And then I couldn't reach the real hole that I was aiming for.
Hopefully we'd use the same finger. You don't want to use the same finger at that point, of course, because that's not sanitary.
That was the last thing on my mind. I was just red-faced thinking I didn't realize. And she must have been a slob because that was, anyone's asshole shouldn't be that easy to slip a finger in. It sounded like I lubed up my finger first.
What are you, a scientist?
It went right in. I'm just saying,
Maybe you got her so excited and so wet that her pussy juice slid down to her asshole.
Yeah, because that's really it. I'm really a stud. Yeah, especially back then when I was 19 or wherever it was.
18. Taking bitches bowling, shit.
Oh, I probably still had my thick glasses on. Oh, horrendous.
You used to wear glasses?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh, is there a picture somewhere of this?
Yeah, I don't know if I could pull it up for you.
That needs to be produced at some point.
If Dennis is in the chat, he has the yearbook picture from junior high where I'm wearing them.
I think Rose said they're going out for pizza.
Are they coming back?
Well, she did not say that.
I don't know why I'm asking for this. This is not something I want people to see.
Oh, I think the people demand this now. Now it's going to have to be seen. Maybe tweet it out after the show or something.
No,
I want to see it for sure.
I mean, Daryl, no, I did not sneak a sniff. I think I wiped my finger on the back of her pants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good God.
One step, tell us about her floral bouquet. Good callback. Casper Myers, we must see the glasses. Well, I have glasses now for when I'm not wearing my contacts. But I broke them, and they're taped. And I'm too lazy to get new ones because I have to get a prescription first. Do you want to see this?
Of course, everyone wants to see this.
I mean,
are they taped in the middle like Revenge of the Nerd style?
Yeah, but worse than that, because it's not like they broke in the centerpiece that goes over your nose, the centerpiece thing broke off of the lens, so I had to put tape on the lens. And well, I'll just show you. This is when I take my contacts out before bed and I need to see something because I am so blind. These glasses are so thick. I have to put these on.
Oh my God, you bifocal fuck!
But it's not bifocal.
Oh, it's not.
No, but
those look thick.
Oh, they are. Look at this. And this is the version where they...
Holy shit.
Dude, that's the version where they make them thinner. So, like...
Oh, so, dude, you could just say you fucked your aunt by accident.
If I...
Like, your glasses...
If I didn't have my contacts in, and you were sitting where you normally sit in the studio, and you just walked in without making a sound, and I looked over, I wouldn't be able to tell who it was. I wouldn't know it was you. That's how blind I am. But, yeah, that's... Yeah, I gotta get a prescription for...
That's not good, man.
No. And these
are before the coronavirus causes the apocalypse. You better do that soon.
Before they stop manufacturing glasses.
Yeah. Well, I guess New York State can make their own, though, so you'll probably be okay.
Yeah. NYS glasses. They'll be sent
no,
it, too.
Fact, even on a normal day, proper
Why is this fucking... I close this out. That video I played before just starts automatically playing. All right, gone. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I know, Madman. I got to buy new frames. Not just frames, but yeah, the whole. Anyway. I don't even know what that means, Guido Torpedo. Good thing you got that Dago nose. I'll have to hold him up.
Wow.
I don't know. So.
Do Italians have big noses?
I don't.
I mean, I do. I'm a Jew, but my nose is pretty fucked up.
I wouldn't say it's fucked up. It's
not for a Jew. It's good for a Jew.
Yeah, for a Jew, you got a good nose.
Bad for a regular person.
I wouldn't say that. But floral bouquet glasses. And there's a hint of lilac. So, it's a scratch and sniff lens.
How many women would you say, or people have you slept with or fucked until you had your first, like, mutually satisfying experience?
Mutually satisfying? What do you mean?
Or at least, you know, that you're proud of.
Well,
like, you know what I mean? Hold like on, there I'm wasn't trying... some pig or a finger in the ass by accident or a relative.
Okay. Asshole. All right. So how many did I go through before I found someone that I was happy with?
Yeah, like how
like
long?
That I
Yeah, like an experience you're proud of.
Probably. Are you talking about the sexual experience?
Yeah. Coitus.
Proper nomenclature. I mean years from when I was 17. I'm trying to think of. I mean,
Douglas Shannon. He hasn't.
Majority of my relationships didn't really end up meaning anything. So it wasn't like. Yeah,
you could still have good sex that with a hot chick or whatever.
Well, no, but this is where. I'm sure you're not going to agree with me and you're going to think I'm weird. I'm not into it if there's no, like, connection, if there's no, like... All right, that's what I'm trying to say. To me, it makes it a million times hotter, like, if you're in love when you're having sex. Like, that, with that person.
Of course.
Like,
of course.
That's why I never was interested in hookers. That's why I never got a hooker. One of the reasons, anyway. It doesn't turn me on remotely to have a girl pretend that she likes your dick in her. You know what I mean? It's not a turn on. I don't, eh. Is that the answer you were looking for? I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah. It took a little while.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what you were asking.
No, because I'm just wondering, you know, because you were like in a, you wanted to get the virginity out of the way. So you got a certain cutoff point of time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really the only thing that I just did to do it. You know what I mean? If that makes sense?
So, okay. So after the pig who popped you, the next girl you were with, you put your finger in her ass by accident. That was the next girl, right?
And that was the extent of...
Okay. So after the virgin loss, what's the next girl you put your penis in?
I think it was a girlfriend's girlfriend.
What? Like while you were dating her?
No, right after.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't fuck the girlfriend, but you fucked the friend.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is the one I mentioned like a week or two ago that we're still friends, that I worked with at Staples. She's a Pearl Jam fan.
Right, right.
Yeah, we never... It was the one I took to Little Italy on first date and went all out with the flowers, and she was already dating someone else, the one I bought a cell phone for. Yeah,
cell phone.
It was one of her girlfriends. Who, yeah.
Interesting.
But it wasn't like a spite thing. It was just, you know, it just happened.
Just certain, yeah, like close by.
We all hung out together, and then when we broke up, you know.
It's kind of funny to think back to an age where, like, you don't just fuck. Like, you might get to third base or first base. And, like, now you get to a certain age, you kiss someone, you're going to fuck them. Or is that just me?
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about.
I'm saying, like, to harken back to the days where you date someone and just don't fuck them automatically.
Well, yeah, when you're at that age, you don't know where it's going to go. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to hook up, like, there's no stuff.
Well, especially these days, and I'm just using as an example, I'm not saying you do this, but people that use Tinder, I think both people know what they're meeting up for. Am I wrong?
In most circumstances,
I'm not saying
sure.
You know this personally, but...
I may or may not, but...
Right, but...
Especially if you're... Yeah, especially... most people... And the cool thing is that, you know, especially women are not shamed anymore for having needs that they want to have met. So people can be pretty upfront about what they're looking for and just enjoy a physical experience together. Whatever happens after that, happens after that. I would imagine.
I never thought about it that way. Putting like a nice feminist touch on that.
But there's not the same level of shame and ridicule and scorn that there was. Like, there's not the, like, I'm not in school anymore, but like I would hope that the school, like you said, that girl who was a slut, hopefully, and I'm not trying to be all corny, that terminology and that feeling and sentiment is gone. And people can just do what they want to do without having to worry about reprise.
I mean, I'm sure to some degree it is, but I'm sure these days there's still girls that are known as the town whore, the town slut. I'm sure that's still a thing.
Sucks. Because every guy would be the town slut if he could be, you know?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, it's
But I think, like, nowadays also, the way, like, dudes are, like, raised on porn, that's how we learn about sex for the most part. I think, you know, this generation, like, women also.
That's not a good
thing. But women also, I think, but women, I think, also are being raised on porn, too. It's so mainstream now.
But, I mean, it's obviously not a good thing if a teenage guy is watching porn and thinks that's how people really fuck.
Right. Like, but that's what is happening.
You know, every girl loves to get their hair pulled and their ass slapped until it's beet red. Like, that's not a good thing.
You know what? Most girls seem to like that.
I don't know if I'd go with most.
Well, I guess I'm just hanging out in certain circles.
Apparently you are.
Circles. Heavy emphasis on the word circles. Whatever the shape of a vagina is, I have no idea.
Non-con's calling you a degenerate.
Why? For being feminist?
I was just going to say, there's many, many points and times of this show where you could call Ian a degenerate. This conversation, he's not being a degenerate.
Do you know how woke I just sounded?
And I hate wokeness. Like, it makes me nauseous.
Of course you
do. But I'm not even calling that wokeness. I'm just, you're just being honest. There's a double standard. I get it. You're right.
There still was. I think it's less, certainly.
It's probably less. Yeah. Spent Joe Slut Shamer Coletta. I'm not
a little bit. Kevin wants a little
to,
bit.
Kevin wants to know if you're referring to the circle of jerks. So, yeah. Would you have any more questions, or did you?
Well, that was the main.
Because people are enjoying the story time. I know most people do. I'm trying to think of.
Okay. Well, I mean. I'm just trying to think. I'm so fat. So after you put your finger in the girl's ass, was that the end of that whole – you said that nothing else happened at that point?
Well, nothing sexual, no. We met up again, you know, me and my friend and those two girls. And we reluctantly both – it was like – I mean, as you can imagine, slightly awkward after the last time. Because the last time I just ended up putting my finger in her ass and then apologizing – and then, like, exiting the minivan and telling my friend we had to go home. So when there was the next double date set up, I didn't want to go. She didn't want to go. But we ended up just kind of talking while my friend was doing whatever with her friend.
So his
no,
pig.
So no, yeah. So no, no, I mean, nothing sexual happened after that, and that was the last time I saw her, talked to her, was whenever that was. I must have been 19 or around there, I think.
Jesus.
I really have to start writing these stories down because I'm starting to get the timelines fuzzy.
Yeah, I have a hard time remembering. Like, I actually have a list because I would forget so many things.
You have a list of what?
Of, you know, of people.
Wait, you wrote a fuck list of all the girls?
I do. I mean, you know why? Because I would have forgotten some. Like, I was talking to my very good friend. What? My very good friend was doing that. Now, he has it all fucking picture-coded. I didn't do that. He has a picture for each one.
What are you talking about? He found, he'll download a Facebook picture, or he'll take a picture himself of each?
No, either Facebook or one that she sent him or whatever.
Right, see, now, this is when you can call him a degenerate. Continue.
No, he is the least degenerate person I know. He just has the memory. Why is that degenerate?
He's taking a picture, like...
No, maybe she sent him a picture. Maybe it's on Facebook. Maybe, who knows? Maybe it's on Instagram.
Okay.
He's not doing a creeper shot.
But what made you make a list?
Because I was going to forget experiences. I honestly, if I didn't have this list, right now, my number of my recollection would be at least 30% missing, at least.
Wait, so if you didn't write down every girl you slept with, you're telling me that you would forget that happened?
Yes.
What?
I would forget names.
How many
I would forget.
Girls have you slept with?
I could check the list.
Holy shit.
30? Nothing crazy.
I mean, all right.
I would forget many. I don't know. I forget like everything. I have no memory of anything. I don't live in the present moment very well. My brain is always either
I don't
past.
Live in either moment very well, present or
that's what I'm
or past.
I'm so anxious that I have a hard time actually making memories because I'm always thinking about something else besides what's going on.
I think that's called ADD.
I certainly ADHD. Have that. There's no doubt I have that. I think I'm undiagnosed, but it's obvious.
Well, I mean, give me an example. Are you talking about like, let's say you're hanging out with a friend, you're at a bar or whatever. You're not focused on what's going on around you. You're thinking about something that happened before.
I mean, I think I'm just aloof. I might be making a joke. I might be, a lot of times
aloof.
No, but I might scan the room like, you know, who in this room seems like a threat? Who might hurt me? Who might be a physical, not physically, like who might be a.
Well, I do like, that.
So I think
that,
often.
But that's not living in the past, and that's not.
Not the past. It's more.
You're saying you're
present.
Not being. Sorry. You're saying you're not focusing. That's hyper focusing. I do that. If I'm.
That's a good point.
If I go in a place and I'm with. Like my girlfriend, I'll do a scan, like a double scan. I'll make sure, all right, we're not going to be
but
near
like,
these
but
people
like,
who might. Yeah,
right, but
I'm
saying,
aware
but
of my surroundings. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not. It goes beyond that. I'm having a hard time explaining, but I think my brain is often just running so fast with so many different streams of thought that it's hard to focus on the actual here and now. And I you never see me on the show when you're reading stories and I have no idea what the fuck you're saying, like all the time.
Yeah, I do.
That's how I exist.
Okay.
Legit, like I could watch a movie and know that I liked the movie, know that it was funny, but I have no idea the specifics of what I found funny. I remember how I felt, but not why I felt it, if that makes any sense.
Huh. All right.
Anyway.
You just reminded me of something. I don't think I told this story on the air. This happened recently. Did I tell the story on air about when I was in the restaurant with the waiter and my girlfriend?
No, not that I know of. I mean, Dan was here for most of the time. Not when I've been on.
All right. Well, I might be repeating myself because like you, I have no memory. But have I told this before? Oh, I did tell it before. I'll tell it again because you haven't heard it and I want your opinion. I want to know how you would have reacted. All right?
Okay.
I'll make it quick. So we're at the table. It's the end of the meal. Waiter comes over, and he looks at me, and he goes, would you like any dessert? And we both say, no, thanks. He looks at her, and he looks back at me, and he goes, oh, yeah, I could see you already got something sweet.
Ooh.
Now, that caught me so off guard, I don't think I even said anything. I might have, like, fake smiled, but then the second he walked away, I just had visions in my head of punching his fucking jaw loose. So I'm basically asking you, Ian, how would you have reacted?
I don't know that I would have reacted. First of all, there's always the caveat of if it's a gay man, it's always okay. So I'm assuming he wasn't like a flamboyantly gay man.
No, he was just a creepy piece of shit.
I certainly wouldn't like that. Would I say anything? I'd probably laugh about it with the girl that I was with, but I don't think I would have reacted outwardly. But it's a real fucking creepy dick thing to do and say.
This is how much I've...
That could be your that could be your sister for all he knows.
Well, yeah, that would be even... I'd probably get even... I don't know if it would make me more angry. Probably.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah. But this is how much... and I don't know if this is a good thing. How much I've, I guess, quote, matured. If I was in my 20s, I wouldn't have thought twice about, at the very least, saying, what the fuck did you just say? You know, getting confrontational. At 36, at this point in my life, my response now is I'm thinking of contacting the manager and telling him.
Oh, you've become a Karen.
What is a Karen? I've heard this term. What is that?
That's the, like that, that's like the stereotypical generic white middle-aged white woman that asks to see a manager. Like, you know, the white privileged lady.
Okay. All right.
But or a Becky, a Karen. Oh, you date a Becky, but like a Karen, a Becky. That's like your prototypical generic white woman.
Okay. I'm not down.
Never heard of them?
No, I'm not really up on the urban lingo that you are.
That's right. That's right.
But
I'm down with the swerve, man.
I'm just waiting
With the swirl, I'm sorry. The swerve.
Brother I could have been your aunt, for fuck's sake. yeah. So
Burzu, Joe is a boomer. That's great. You haven't been called that in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Joe Karen Coletta, brother I.
things have changed so much, man, since we were young. It's a combination of, I guess, maturity and technology. Like, I know that restaurant has cameras outside, so I can't wait in the parking lot for his shift to be over.
Like, oh, why do you want to? Listen, like, this fucking guy is an asshole. He said a stupid thing. Why would you waste the energy on...
I think it would make me feel better, Ian.
Really? So you're saying that if this story ended with you beating him up, like, as you recant it, you'd have less emotions toward it?
Wait, less emotions toward it?
I'm saying, like, right now... You've left that where the guy's an asshole. You're annoyed by it. Like, right. You think you'd feel better now had you beat him up then?
Probably.
Huh.
Is that bad?
No, nothing's bad. There's no wrong or right. Oh, there's no good and bad. Oh, whatever. Never mind.
Well, there might be. You're about to quote a Pearl Jam song.
I tried. I fucked up. I think I'm virused up. No, I don't think it's bad. I understand the impulse. I think I might have said all the time on this show or otherwise where I don't believe in giving someone the satisfaction. Like, take away the weapon is my philosophy where – someone does something to bother me, I'm not going to show them, unless they're threatening me physically or really over the top. Well, I don't want to give that guy the satisfaction.
And you're right. I mean, that is the adult thing to do. But I'm just telling you, I can't help but have that thought.
Of course.
Maureen, I would have asked to see the manager and not left a tip. That's...
Oh, that's a good one.
I should have not left a tip. That probably would have... Nah, I still want to...
No, people say dumb shit. Just,
dude,
you know,
talking to me, believe me, that's on a weekly basis. I know that. No, I say dumb shit all the time. But then there's being a creepy piece of shit.
That's disrespectful. And to me, you know.
Well, that's the main word.
Yeah. But if you find a guy like gawking your girl or you know, when you start pushing it past, you know, anything that's out of line with your lady, with your special lady friend.
Right.
That's a whole different thing. It's kind of it's like a manhood thing, to almost like you're not gonna alpha dog me in front of my bitch.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way, but yeah, no, you're right. That's it's like a built in thing where you feel like you have to do something if it's against the girl you're with.
Now,
has to be a response, otherwise you're not doing your job.
Well,
you're
to
not,
play devil's advocate, I mean, I guess. In his own retard way, he meant well. I think he was trying to be like informal and flattering, and I don't think he meant disrespect.
You could be right, and you probably are, but
because he'd be a psycho. I mean, he wouldn't have a job in the food service industry if he was that rude and
well, he
and
is though. Tone, but he is that.
Oh, and ultimately he was. Yes, he it did come yeah. out that way. I think he meant to be flattering. Like, oh, look at this, you know, hot piece of ass you're with.
Brother, I break into his car, wait in the back seat with a ski mask, and deal with him. Grab the piano wire. Yeah, see, I mean, those were the kind of thoughts that went through my head that I would have been, I would have walked away satisfied and relieved. And look,
yeah,
but, I'm not going to go on YouTube in front of an audience and tell people that I'm going to or want to do that. And
but so you, I don't know
I'm
if that was
just saying that I can't help but think scenarios like that, and that makes me happy.
I just right thinking is one thing. Look, we think about a lot of things. I'm sure we have a lot of fantasies that we don't necessarily think we would go through with. But
oh, dude,
I
plotted someone's murder for like 3 months.
Really? Like where like to the point that you thought you might do it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was probably 22. I was at a friend's. I think it was like a Labor Day party. And I just knew the guy whose house it was. That was the friend.
Something, something coronavirus.
Thank you, Madman 92. Is there a date? Hang on. Oh. This is actually funny. I don't know why this is making me laugh, but it is. Oh, thank you for that. Sorry, I gotta read. Evil Ian, he was testing you guys for a threesome. Dayton Walker, maybe he meant you were the sweet one, Joe.
maybe he was talking to her.
Daryl, yeah, brother, talking about Brother I in the chat. Do you want to see the life leave their eyes? I mean... So I guess I should explain. I probably can't just say I was plotting someone's murder and then not talk about it, explain myself. So I was at this guy I was friends with, his party, and I knew him, obviously, and two guys that I went to the party with, or three. And the rest of the people there, big crowd, I didn't know. So I'm walking around, and I'm, you know, I had a few beers in me, and I'm asking where my friend is, the one who, you know, owns the place, that, you know, you would assume anyone at the party would know him if they're there, right? So I just asked, there was these three guys standing together, just to give you an idea of the type, upside down, sideways visor, what do you call it, some basketball jersey, that kind of crowd, right? So three of them. Huh. So I asked one of them, do you know where so-and-so is? And I forget what he said, but it was something really douchey. And I just said, yeah, thanks. Nice hat. And I walked away. So 10 minutes later, I'm talking to some girl. And I got my hand on the grill, like I'm leaning on it. Because it was nighttime now. It's dark. There was no, the cooking was over. It's not like, you know. It was just something to hold on to, probably because I was talking to a girl. Like, I had to do something so I wasn't feeling awkward or nervous or whatever. I just put my hand on her, right? So I'm, like, kind of holding on to that. And I'm in the middle of talking to her, and shot to the back of my head, and I go down.
Like, what?
Yeah, one of the three just punched me in the back of the head, blindsided me. So I go down, and his two friends are also on top of me. So I'm rolling around on the ground. I'm, you know, elbowing one or two of them, at least one gives up. And I'm not saying he gave up because I'm such a tough guy. He just, for whatever reason, he just, now it was the second guy, he gave up. I guess he just wanted to get a shot in or whatever and then be done with it. But the one guy just kept rolling around. So we're on the ground, rolling around. And I got up, and there was a tiki torch that I grabbed, and it, dude, this could have easily went another way, and I'd be in jail still right now. I grabbed the tiki torch as I got punched in the head again and went down with the torch. It was lit when I grabbed it, and I was still holding on to it as I fell forward. So the top, like the canister part, like it broke off from the, you know, the pole torch thing. Mm-hmm. So I had that, like, it's that tin can filled with the liquid in my hand, and I smashed it over the guy's forehead.
Like a sterno.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had that, and I smashed it on his forehead.
Jesus Christ.
Luckily, it went out, because, dude, if that thing was still lit and I smashed it over his head, his entire face would have caught on fire. I'm so lucky that thing was out when I swung it. So I this happened, you know, like, rolled around a little more.
Finally, so he didn't give up once you hit him in the face with that thing?
No. He was a big bastard. And he was drunk off his ass, too. So he had, you know, alcohol energy or whatever you call it. So I got up again, and then I grabbed the other part of the stick, and I was starting to hold it like a spear. And that's when one of my friends came up. No, one of the guy whose house it was, one of his friends came up and, like, got in between. And one of my friends finally, they were pussies. They saw the whole thing. They said they were around the other side of the house. Everyone was obviously watching this. They were just too pussy to jump in. But finally, one of them did jump in, and he punched the guy in the back of the head a couple times. But one of the punches cracked a tooth, where I had to go to the dentist and get a new, you know, tooth or whatever they do. What do you call it? Not a
crown?
Yeah, a crown or cap or one of those, yeah. And I think that was the main thing. It was the fact that, and there was, you know, my lip was swollen. And it was like the humiliation of in front of all these people. I didn't know them,
mostly,
but they were from a town that I would hang out in. So I got the guy's name from someone else. Oh, that's not even the end of the story. I'll wrap it up real quick.
Oh, I almost forgot the whole murder angle of this story. That's right. That was just the appetizer.
Yeah, this is still the appetizer here. So I leave, and I drive to a friend's house right down the road. And these are the kind of friends that have they hang out with bikers. So it's I'll just say it's the kind of group of friends that if you show up there with a bloody face saying, hey, I just got into a fight,
they're going to want to do something about it.
More than excited and happy to go, where are they? Let's go. And that's what happened. I called a friend that was still at the party, found out they were at a bar down the street. That friend, you know, he used to be on the show. He has big ears.
Is there a sound effect that makes a noise that sounds like him?
Yes, there certainly is. So him, I called, and he told me these three guys were at a bar down the street. But being a scumbag that he is, he also called them to give them a heads up.
So he knew them also.
So two or three cars of me and my friend show up at the bar, and they already know we're coming. And they were firefighters. Firefighters, of course, are close with the police. So a minute after we got there, cops showed up, and before we even could walk in the door, they were sitting at the bar laughing because they knew what was about to happen, which was the cops pulled up, got in front of me and my friends, but mainly me, and not one cop said, what happened to your face? I mean, my lip was three times the size it should be, bleeding from my face. Tooth, like I said, tooth is cracked. Not one cop said, you know, what happened. Didn't give a fuck. They were just protecting their faggot firefighter friends. So, and that was the other main thing. So the cops just said, get out of here. We did. We all left. Nothing happened. I found out the guy's name, the main one that wouldn't get off me. And I found out where he lived. And I drew out a map of where windows were in the house, like where I could maybe get in. Dude, this is something I actually thought about for a good, I don't know,
Christ,
at least month or so. I was honestly, because I'm telling you, dude, every night I would go to bed grinding my teeth thinking about it and what I wanted to do. And it was, I mean, obviously nothing ever happened. I let it go. But
did you ever do anything besides think about it? Did you ever come close?
No, I never came close. But it was,
well, thank God.
Yeah, no, but it was
because your grandfather would have seen you if you murdered somebody. You can't have that.
He would have been very disappointed. Yeah. Yeah, so Frozen
Wow.
Asian. I'm trying to catch up with the chat. Frozen Asian, wait, you wanted to hire bikers? I'd have to hire them. That they would have done it for fun. No, I was going to do it myself. I had this all planned out with the... I was going
really
to...
Is...
You know what I was close to doing but didn't do? Was a little surveillance. I was going to borrow someone's car or rent a car and just do a stakeout to see what time people left the house, when they, and you know, when I could get in, when there'd be no one else home but him, and I could not kill him, but just beat the fuck out of him. But obviously,
yeah, but thank God that, like, even the guy that called them and alerted them, thank God that all happened. You don't need any of that shit happening.
Oh, looking back on it, of course, you're right.
Of course.
Absolutely. I'm just saying, this is, again, when I was like 22, I think.
Sure.
And I wasn't exactly sober. You know what I mean? And so there was that. And I had a lot of, I was in a house where anger just was seeping through every vent.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Of course.
You know. So, as far out there and crazy as it might sound, the place I was in my life at the time, both physically and mentally, it wasn't the best. So
and what you're saying,
I'm just
almost
being honest.
No, but what you're saying kind of explains it, because in a sense, by focusing on this person so much, it's taking the focus off your shitty existence and off your family stuff and whatever else is going on. So, what you know, my son has stuff now that he kind of gets anxious about. And I try to explain, well, you're kind of focusing on the big, big, big picture and losing sight of what you can control and what's actually bothering you. So it seems like you're almost explaining yourself. You were kind of like transferring your angst onto somebody else. Not that he wasn't a cunt.
No, but you're absolutely right. Yeah. It was something I was already an angry person at the time. Just,
and it's so much better
general
to be angry at that than yourself or family or
it,
whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
And that's why the typical, like, not that I'm – it's not the same thing, but that's why bullies are bullies, or that's why any kind of – especially as a kid, there's always a reason why somebody has, like, hyper-aggression seemingly for no reason. Like, I had a guy follow me. I had my son had an issue at school that I had to get to his school right away last week. And I'm on the phone with the school's guidance counselor just to get a couple of details. And I'm driving fine. I'm not – in any way stunting traffic, I'm not swerving,
right.
I'm just on the phone. And this guy behind me in the car, in his car, I see screaming, put the fucking phone down, like screaming at me to the point that I was like...
And you didn't cut him off, you didn't, nothing?
Nothing.
Like, okay.
Nothing.
Right.
And unless somehow I missed something, which is possible, but I don't think so. But in my head, I'm like, man, I want to get out of my car right now and calmly say, dude, I have a thing in my life going on right now. I'm sorry that whatever I'm doing doesn't fit your needs exactly, but I have a thing happening here. And obviously I didn't. I had to get to his school in a quick manner. But in that moment, obviously it wasn't me or my phone or my driving. There's something in that man's life that's plaguing him to the point that he can get that mad that fast. And conversely
– and transfer it onto you.
Right. And conversely, like, I try to not have road rage in the sense that you don't know what someone is going through in that minute. And like, obviously you don't want somebody driving in a reckless manner, being endangering you, but you just don't know what's happening. Like, just, dude, like, I'm having a pretty like tense moment and my son's welfare is on my mind that second. And again, I wasn't driving in a way that was impeding him at all, but whatever else in his life led him to that moment, it felt better to be angry at me than deal with whatever's on his mind.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, you pretty much described every like bully in high school. I think you're right. I think they're all grew up with like abusive parents or one parent, and they just transfer that anger and it just gets handed down. I luckily didn't take that route.
You didn't take it out, but you kind of like
I held it in.
Well, you had self-loathing. You didn't have like external hatred or bullying.
I took it out of myself, not other people.
Right.
Yeah,
which is healthier.
I guess. I mean, it's better.
It's better.
It's being a better
others.
Person, I guess. Yeah. But yeah. It's, I'm just looking at
Hey, Royce has made his way into the chat.
Oh, hey, Royce. I hope you're feeling better, buddy. Royce has been sick. Really sick. Fever sick.
Corona sick?
We don't know yet.
Do they have testing kits in Florida? Florida is one of the epicenters of this whole thing.
Do they?
I don't think they have. No one has enough tests.
So, yeah, anyway, that's a, sorry to get so serious, but yeah, that was a story. But, yeah, no, you're right, man. That's
it's thank God that it played out the way that it played out, because that's just so stupid, so senseless.
Dude, believe me, I realize that. Oh, hang on a second. I realize that now. It's beyond stupid and such a waste of time that I spent just even entertaining. Good evening, Cousin Joe Show.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, Joe isn't a bully. Joe's actually a very, very nice guy. And the coronavirus talking.
Oh, that explains it. I was going to say, I'm waiting for the insult to come.
No, I'm going to give some credit here to Joe. I had a 102 fever yesterday, and Joe, like a concerned grandmother, was texting me like, you better drink plenty of fluids, and if the fever doesn't break, you better go to the hospital.
I did.
And it was actually very, very kind. It was, I know, self-serving and stuff, but it was still really, really kind.
How is it self-serving? I was worried about you. I saw
the... And by the way, Ian, I agree, but except the only thing I'll say is this, is like, I've never been more mad in my life than when you're in a car and road raging. I don't know what it is about those particular situations, but they really bring the worst out of people.
No, I agree, but I also think, again, I agree, and also it makes everyone fucking super racist. And it's almost okay to be racist in the car. But like, yeah, no matter what you are, like, that kind of person is the worst person to be driving. But
yeah.
But there does have to be a moment of pause and sort of reconciliation where you realize I shouldn't be this angry.
Oh, no, I mean, of course, unless you're like a dirty chink, then you should be that mad. But besides that, I agree with
Asian American.
Please.
You're right. I apologize. I was in my car. I was angry. I just called in to say what's up. Good show, guys. I'm sick, but I still support my friends.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Royce. I hope you're feeling better.
All right, man. Guys. Take it. Yeah, thanks, man.
Later, bro. There goes Royce.
He sounds a little beat up.
Yeah, he's definitely under the weather. Hope he feels better soon. Just looking at the chat. Yes, Adam, it is romantic. And I did. I actually texted saying, I don't care that I sound like a grandmother right now, but did you take Tylenol? Did you, drink fluid? Yeah. But to go back to what you were saying, yeah, there's something about... And you were absolutely... I've totally changed my road rage, or curbed it, or whatever you want to call it, because exactly what you said, you never know what the fuck is going on with that other person. You don't know what kind of day they're having. You don't know what they're going through. And I unlike, you know, years ago, I actually stop myself and think that before I throw
And of course, look, some people are dicks, always, but I don't know. I like to give the benefit of the doubt, but also even in a selfish or cautionary way, you don't know what some person is capable of. And it's not really worth a life-changing situation because one asshole cut you off.
That too. Yeah, absolutely.
So there's really nothing good comes out of it. Again, this comes back also to like road rage and a lot of these things. This comes back to feeling good now. You know, you don't have to always do the thing to make you feel good right now. As you get older, like you were saying, you kind of realize like there's a long game to this.
Yeah.
I don't have to scream out the window, throw a bottle, fight somebody. I got to kind of just like live to fight another day. I'm not going to die on that hill.
Dude, it's scary. Do you know the amount of people that are in prison right now for the rest of their lives because of just one impulse thing where they were at a bar and for whatever reason they got into a fight and they took it too far and they punched the guy too hard and he fell back and hit his head and that guy died and now that's it. They're just in prison for the rest of their life.
We all have those impulses. We all have them. We all have jealousy. We all have insecurity. We all have anger, but it's really like a matter of realizing those emotions are my problem. Again, people fuck with you or disrespect you or physically threaten you, that's another story, but in most cases,
yeah,
if you could just realize, like, these bad feelings are my problem and not one to be, like, sort of explored on the world.
Right.
But that easier said than done in some cases.
Yeah, true. But I do agree with you. If it's not, like, a physical threat, then it's just... And believe me, dude, it took me a really long time in life to figure this out. It's just better to leave it alone and not feel like you got to come out on top and be the alpha tough guy or whatever.
I've never had that, but yeah, of course. I've never had that feeling of being the alpha. I'm not. I have fucking women's hands and arms.
No, dude. Maybe. More so than you, I do. I don't mean like being a tough guy, like, you know, I'm going to kick everyone's ass. I mean having that reaction of the fuck did you know, and starting something, or right, escalating, right, rather, a situation that you could just leave it alone and walk away.
And even like with the driving example, I've been kind of... I've made mistakes driving. I've been unattentive. I've texted and driven where, like, I have to understand. I've done the. It could have been me doing that. You know, I try to really put myself in the place of, okay, this person fucked up. Even like honking my horn. I think I said it on one show with you where I've honked my horn a handful of times. If my safety was at stake, I'm not trying to teach somebody a lesson.
Right.
So it's really a matter of trying to understand. Okay, I could have fucked up, and just forgiving somebody before even a thing happens.
Matt,
as corny as that sounds.
Matt, that doesn't. Matt, a cat. I think that's how you say it. It's just some people are monsters.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
They're the ones that situations.
But people that are monsters, you know what you do? You stay away. You just stay away from that. You surround yourself in life by good people. And if you encounter a quote monster, you know what? You don't want to fuck with that kind of person, because again, you have no idea what they're capable of.
There's Daryl. That's fucking funny. There's a good documentary on it called Falling Down.
Great movie.
Amazing movie. Underrated too. I don't know why. That
it is. Michael Douglas is not a hero in that movie. Like, it's cool and it's fun to watch him snap, and you know he has a couple good platitudes.
I think that might have been like one of the first anti-hero films. Am I wrong?
Maybe not one of the first, but like of that era, certainly in the 80s.
Yeah. Or at least in my mind, the better.
He's an anti-hero movie. As that movie ends, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't he like kidnap his girlfriend?
I mean, spoiler alert.
He had like a
movie that was
or whatever. Like he's a bad person.
Towards the end, yes and no. I mean, he was desperate and you remember how it ends.
I vaguely, honestly, I haven't seen that movie probably in 30 years.
I don't know why I'm really hesitant about spoiling a movie that came out like 30 years ago.
Sorry, I think I just did.
Well, no, it ends with it. He wants suicide by cop.
That's right.
He doesn't
hurt
anybody. He's just, yeah. But
doesn't he kidnap his girlfriend?
It's his ex-wife and daughter. Because
right.
Yeah, because he desperately wants to see his daughter and see his ex-wife, who he may not have treated the greatest. They don't go into the whole backstory.
If I remember correctly, he's like a violent Larry David. He's like this quirky kind of like...
You know what?
That's
a fucking great way of putting it. Yeah, I mean, the scene in the...
Like the McDonald's.
Yeah,
and the breakfast.
The Asian shop. Mm-hmm. Fi. It's five.
Right.
What do you have? You have no V's in China? There's so many great, hilarious scenes in that extremely dark movie. It's fucking... I mean, it's almost more of a comedy than anything. When he's with the fucking the Nazi guy.
I don't remember that part.
Remember he goes in there to hide, and the Nazi brings him downstairs going, we're the same. We're the same. And we are not the same. I'm just trying to... Whatever he says... You're a psychotic asshole. And dude, the amount of scenes that are quotable, if I had a good memory, Royce, he just wanted breakfast.
Dude just wanted his rug back.
That was, I mean, yeah, when he was pointing to the menu sign and holding up the burger, asking if it looked anything like the sign. Just there were so many relatable things in that movie where he's acting like a psychopath,
course.
But you go, I get it. I get why he wants to shoot this place up. I understand. It's what made it so great. Yeah, Casper Myers, exactly. The Nazi pawn shop guy was hilarious. And the way he, spoiler alert, the way he kills him. When I forget what he's reciting, the Nazi guy, but Michael Douglas goes, exercising free speech. You're right to whatever, as he's shooting him. It's just, oh, fuck. I got to rewatch that movie.
It's been, again, 30, 35 years since I've seen that movie. All right, the last time I saw that movie was on VHS.
Dude, I'm trying to... I still have VHS tapes.
I have some as well. I've ripped them out to digital, but I have them.
I don't know why. I also have cassettes. I have like...
Oh, me too.
I have the single for the Crash Test Dummies. And a paper sleeve. I don't know why I still have that. I can't throw certain things out. Oh, shit. Why do you have cassettes. Those so close to you? Why do you have cassettes nearby?
Because my friend, I don't even have a cassette player. I don't. My friend was doing like a spring cleaning, and he goes, hey, I have these Pearl Jam cassettes. Do you want them? I'm like, why not? Sure. It's just another piece of memorabilia. I'll take it.
Oh, I would take it, too. It's just have.
I'm never going to play them.
But that's because it's Pearl Jam. But yeah.
Exactly.
But the fact that I have a Crash Test Dummies cassette.
That's weird. Oh, I still have what was that song from RoboCop 2, The Kid Goes Wild by Babylon AD? You remember that song?
No idea what you're talking
about. I have that single.
Well, that was, again, that's like probably half of my cassettes. That was a big thing, singles.
Singles, I have that shit. I have a bunch. I still have a lot of my cassettes.
The difference, though, cassette singles never had B-sides like CDs, right?
Yeah, they did. Of course they did.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every once in a while, they had like an alternate version of the same song. But no, they had B-sides.
Okay.
Oh, no, they always did.
Was it on side B? Did you have to actually flip the cassette?
Yeah, you turn it over. Yeah, yes.
Even though, like...
It just had, they had enough tape, you didn't have to turn it over. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, even though there's enough tape in there to put 20 songs. I remember recording concerts off of FM radio and just having to stare into the window, looking at the reel of tape, going, when do I flip it? Because I don't want to flip it mid-song. I got to wait till, you know, it's either commercial break or it's between songs. Actually, that was, I don't think they played commercials there in some of the, live
well,
concerts.
They know what they do. They would give a bumper like, in between songs.
That was annoying as fuck. Yeah, you're right.
Well, they had to though.
I mean, I think that was mainly because people would record them and sell them as bootlegs. That they probably wanted their station ID on there. That was probably the reason. But yeah,
that's a small price to pay.
Let's see. Sorry, I'm just looking at the chat. Let's see. Frozen Agent said, "I feel like that would be a." Be Joe in an alternate universe. I'm trying to figure out if he's talking about Michael Douglas.
Talk about Michael Douglas.
Okay.
I don't think it's very alternate at all. I think it's pretty here. Andy Denison is asking, what is a casingo? It's not it's like cassette. It's CASSINGLE. It's a casingle. It's one word. A cassette single of a song, like a hit that would come out. They'd make a single for it, and it was on a cassette.
Yeah,
and that concludes Boomer Talk.
Yeah, I guess that's the end of that. But dude, I still, again, it's weird to think that the CDs I have, like the way we're talking about cassettes right now,
right,
are the same way a lot of people 10 years younger than us or more look at CDs.
They have no value now.
Like, why do you have that?
Well, my computer doesn't even have a disk drive. I want to rip my CD. Like, here's a question for you. For real, I was going to ask you this.
Yeah.
So I pre-ordered, you know, the new Pearl Jam CD. You got the records. But, like, how am I going to rip – did it come with a digital copy? How am I going to rip that onto my computer?
There's a shitload of programs. Oh, I see what you're saying, because you don't have a CD.
I don't have a disk drive. How am I going to be able to listen to it on my digital devices?
You'd have to find
– Also buy it digitally as well?
Yeah, but that's why – people don't do that. That's why there are torrent sites. And I'll be honest, well, the reason, I mean, 90% of the albums that I download illegally are albums I own already physically, but I just
want to have a digital copy of it.
Yeah, and it's just easier.
That probably wouldn't stand up in court.
I have a feeling that it wouldn't. No. But yeah, it depends on the band, but some do, some don't. I think they all should have like a, you know, in the LP or the CD have a digital download code.
Yeah, like every time you buy a Blu-ray DVD, they all come with the digital code now. So I don't see why a CD shouldn't also come with that.
JJ Stoner saying Spotify, which I have.
I don't have premium Spotify, so I can't listen to albums in order. I have so many subscription services that I just don't want to pay for one more.
okay, look, you love music as much as I do.
Well, not quite as much as you do, but I love it.
That's a weird statement. But why would you not have a Spotify account? You don't have any music streaming service?
I have SiriusXM. I have Amazon Prime.
That's not the same as... I mean, Amazon Prime gives you access to
some... They have a lot of albums.
Yeah, but it's not the same as Prime Music. That's an extra...
I know. I don't want to... you know what? I guess I should have Spotify, but I just... I'm so tired of the fucking monthly subscription business model. I'm just tired of it.
All right, look. I'll go through the list. I know this is really invigorating talk, but real quick. I got Netflix, Hulu, Spotify.
Same.
What's my monthly? I'm a Revenge of the Sith Patreon. And that's it. What do you have?
I have Hulu, Netflix.
By the way, I only have Hulu because of Spotify. I don't. It comes with it, with the commercials.
Oh, okay. So then you don't pay for both?
I don't. Yeah, so cut that down. I have Hulu. Oh, and Amazon Prime. I forgot Amazon Prime.
Right. I have Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, SiriusXM. I pay for like Xbox Live for my kid. I don't use it. But
do you have commercials
have
on your Hulu?
No, I pay for the. No, yes, I don't pay the extra $15
all right,
a month. I
all
do
right. Then all you got to do is cancel your Hulu, get Spotify. It comes with Hulu.
Would I still get Hulu Live?
No,
because I don't have cable. I just use so. Hulu Live. Yeah, so it's a whole goddamn tangled web of bullshit.
12-pack says rest, R.I.P. Pirate Bay. I guess he's trying to say.
Yeah, you know what? I can't. I think I've told this story even on this show. There's I was sued still... by. I can't do torrents. I was sued by the porn industry. I am so gun shy about illegal downloads now.
I mean,
I'm just not going to do it. If you have a digital copy of the new Pearl Jam album, just please Dropbox it to me.
Yeah, I mean, not that's legal, so I can't do that. But in an alternate universe, I will.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Alternate Joe.
You're welcome. Sorry, this just hit me. I'm going back 5 minutes. When Michael Douglas is trying to learn how to use a butterfly knife, that is one of the honestly, that movie's more of a comedy than anything else.
Of course. It's a dark comedy.
I got to rewatch that. God damn it.
Maybe we can have like you, Dan, and myself can have like a D-Wave or whatever that's called.
D-Live.
What the fuck's that? D-Live.
D-Live.
Watch it together.
Yeah, I got to take a Friday off soon because Royce and I are going to do that on D-Wave. We're going to watch. I'm not going to spoil what we're going to watch, but we talked about it, and we're going to do that. But, yeah, we should absolutely do that. Spent D. Porn sued Ian? I guess there's some people who don't know the story. If you want to make it quick.
Long story short, allegedly I was downloading porn. Ian versus K. Parker. Nice Irrational Times.
That's a good reference.
I was allegedly illegally downloading porn torrents, and my cable company was subpoenaed to give my information based on my IP address, who I was. And then a porn company sued me. They were asking they could have legally asked for like $2.4 million. They sued me for $165,000 and I settled for $8,000, like $9,000.
So fucking insane.
So even though it would probably never happen again, I don't want to have like a jailbroken fire stick. I don't want to do anything.
Oh, Cody? Yeah, that's awesome, too. But yeah, let me ask you this. This is really important. Yeah. The place you were living at where you got that
right.
letter or whatever, suit, lawsuit, are you right. still living in that same place?
What?
Huh?
No, I'm not.
Do you have the same internet service? Is it the same?
I don't. No, it's all different.
Then you could do it again.
Yeah, but like, what if I get? I don't want to. I'll just buy stuff. I don't need. It's not worth the risk.
All right.
Like, I just
I'm
love
just saying
getting all
that. It wouldn't be like a second strike or anything. You'd,
no, but that wasn't a second strike either, and I got fucked. So I just don't need that.
That was such a rare occurrence that you got.
Doesn't matter. You know what though? You know what is it like? Once bitten, twice shy. Like it's not happening.
What? Once bitten, I've never
shy.
Heard that. That's a saying.
It's a saying.
All right. That's.
Well, whatever. It just means like I'm not doing.
Oh,
that
I get
shit
what
twice.
It means. I just never
okay.
heard it. It
okay.
just sounds weird
you
to me.
Understand the English language. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, Roy says get a VPN.
Yeah, you know what?
And I pay for a VPN too, CyberGhost. The problem is, you can only connect to certain countries. I want to say Australia or New Zealand is like the one only like one or two countries let you use that VPN to torrent, and it's insanely slow. Like the amount of times I've started a torrent with a VPN, and I've just gone, fuck it, I'm disconnecting my VPN, because it's, I could download this in 2 minutes versus 3 hours.
And, you know, Casper Myers, like, I had torrented so much. I'm talking albums, full series, movies that were still in the theaters, but, and it was great for years, but the fact that I got caught, the porn got me. And I think I've told this on the show also, it turns out that these are catfishes. What this porn company did was they put their stuff on the site themselves in hopes of some cunt like me downloading.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I did on the show, but I was basically, you know, entrapped, allegedly, if I had done it.
JMH, Ian watching porn, I don't believe it. Next thing you'll tell me, Joe likes fireworks. Yeah, you got really unlucky, man. Like, kind of,
I got unlucky. It. You know, I think I also might have said this last time. I look at it, whenever I buy porn, because I've subscribed to certain sites, and I spend like a week.
Oh, so you have more than just.
Oh, I have Hulu. A lot of porn.
You left out some subscriptions there.
No. I'm in my life a couple times. I've done it for a month and then canceled, so I could download everything on their site and be done with it. A couple times, I like, you know, full high res, full scenes. I like the story.
All right.
But,
let me
at it like I want to pay 50 cents per load.
Do you have a pen?
So even though I paid $8,000 in one shot, go ahead.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay, let me save you a lot of money. You ready?
I do.
You ready?
Yes, I do.
SXYPRN.com.
I know. No.
That's a free site, and all their videos.
I'm a collector, Joe. Those, you don't need those records either.
All those
but
videos
you like them, right?
are from pay sites that they're all full clips. They're all full. So you don't have to pay for it. There you go. Little porn info for everybody. Are you writing it down? Where'd you go? How long does it take you to write down 6 letters? Ian?
Yes.
What are you doing? Are you jerking off? I didn't ask you to pull the site up right now.
You're cutting out a little bit.
Oh. Let me stop the screen share then. Is it better? Is it getting better, or is it?
No, I hear you now.
Because I don't want to stop the screen share.
And now I think I don't.
Oh, really? Are we buffering? Am I buffering for you, Ian? All right, let me know if that's better.
I hear you now.
We're better now?
Yes, we're better.
All right. Sorry, I had to stop the screen share.
And now we're not.
Well, that's on your end.
There you are.
Better? Ian?
It is. I can't tell if you're cutting out because there's long pauses between you speaking.
Well, because I'm waiting to hear back from you. That's me listening. Okay. Let me call you right back.
No, there's long pauses. It's beyond that.
All right. I'm calling Ian back. Well, I mean, that was what? An hour and 45 minutes without any technical difficulties? That's a record. For doing a show remotely, anyway. I've been incredibly... I mean, my record of...
Hello?
Yeah. How's this?
Hello.
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay.
What? You're echoing.
Hi.
No, you're echoing.
I don't hear an echo.
Okay, well, everyone else does. You got to turn off.
No.
Did you? I think your computer disconnected and reconnected. I mean, your internet.
No, I've done nothing.
Oh, my God. You sound terrible.
You know, I can just say goodbye. The show is winding down. I don't want to fuck anything up.
Wait. How about now?
Yeah. What'd you do, stupid?
Oh, I think when you cuntface, when you stopped sharing the screen, it turned my microphone back on Hangouts somehow.
Oh, okay. And you forgot to mute that like I told you to. It's
6:50. No, I did. You didn't call me back. It just – anyway, here we are.
Okay. All right. I'm glad we're back.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, and you can see me again.
Here you are.
All right.
Oh, you look great tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. Yeah, just a little nostalgia for anyone who was missing the technical difficulties show.
We save it for the end this time.
Yeah. Figured I'd bring it back for you. It's a classic bit. Everyone loves.
Except Royce didn't call in yelling at you. We always miss that.
That's
he's a little
only,
sick.
It's only, yeah, it's only because he has a fever. Otherwise, he'd already be on the phone yelling. But
fixing your mess.
But he's hydrating, as per my advice. So, anyway, what do you want to do for the last 10 minutes, Ian?
Oh shit, that's a big pressure question there. Do you have any articles to comment on?
That is a funny thing to ask me because it just so happens that I do. You know, we started the show, Ian, talking about the not just epidemic but pandemic.
Pandemic.
That is the coronavirus, and everything is being shut down, including our fun Pearl Jam concerts. But do you know what is not being shut down? Orgies. Orgies will go on. I don't know if you ever heard of SNCTM. Is that short for sanctums? What does that mean?
Is that a sanctum?
Is that an acronym? Is that a? I don't know what kind of. Symptoms, L.A. and New York City orgies thrusting onwards in face of coronavirus. By the way, it looks like this is part of the orgy. Could you ever fuck anyone wearing a mask like that? Look at that.
Yes.
What?
Yes, I could.
What is wrong with you?
You fucked a fat pig in the back of a car. You couldn't deal with the hot chick in a mask?
She wasn't fat. She was just sloppish.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
She was ugly and sloppish.
Okay, so would you rather have, like, the chick you fucked for your first time or this bitch in the mask?
The bitch in the mask. But
all right,
still.
But still.
If you're going to have an orgy.
No, it's stupid.
I mean, what is the point? Are they trying to be anonymous?
Yes. And whimsical.
Okay. What happens when your erotic mask ball becomes an erotic surgical mask ball?
Ball.
While events from Austin South by Southwest to British Marmalade Festival have been canceled because of the coronavirus outbreak, Page Six is told that a pair of upcoming sex parties are thrusting ahead regardless. Get it, Ian? I wish Dan was here
to read it with that inflection. Oh my goodness.
They're thrusting?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because that's what you... Mm. Famed sex club, SNCTM. They're not that famed. I've never heard of them. Ian?
I've never heard of them.
And there's even a hyperlink to click on, which I'm not going to do right now, which has allegedly hosted Gwyneth Paltrow and Bill Maher in the past. Bill Maher has been in an orgy? That is not something I want to picture. What do you mean, of course?
He's known for, like, Playboy Mansion, dating Playboy bitches. Like, he's known for the kind of sexual exploits.
I mean, there's Playboy Mansion, and there's orgies.
No, that's a fair point. That's a different thing.
Totally. Has an orgy upcoming on Saturday in L.A. and others scheduled to happen in Manhattan on April 11th. While Manhattanites are becoming too scared to shake strangers' hands, never mind shaking anything more intimate, Ian. The organizers tell the Post, Heather Ho Cares, that the events are going on as planned. The company is going through the appropriate measures to sanitize the venue, screening those who plan on attending, and supplying extra soap and sanitizer with instructions about how to use them properly. Ian,
yeah,
normal people can't get hand sanitizer, can't get testing kits. I mean, our dumb governor had to make his own hand sanitizer in his basement and put it out in a press conference. But orgies are being provided all of these things.
Well, listen, we all need priorities. We have a pyramid of priorities, and we obviously know what's on top of that.
I want to know who the sanitizing orgy provider is. I want to know what company is providing this. The company takes all of this very seriously for the safety of those attending. Refunds are also being given to those who desire to not attend, no questions asked. The club demands that men wear tuxes and women wear either lingerie or cocktail gowns and masks, though not usually the N95 respirator variety, another one, in other words, the ones that work, must be worn for arrival. So that's what they're doing to prepare for the coronavirus the guys have to wear tuxes and the women have to wear lingerie. So, I mean, I believe those are CDC guidelines.
Right. It's funny that during, like, I think I mentioned about 4 years ago, I went to an orgy in Seattle. I didn't participate. I just watched.
Sorry. So, wait.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I never talked about that.
No, you didn't.
No.
I've been to an orgy.
Well, there goes this story.
No, I'm sorry. No, finish the story.
No, I'm happily throwing the story away for yours. Please, go on.
The funny thing is, just like every other marketing asshole, like a company, during this show, so what time did I get this? At 8:20, I got an email from – I get like, you know, every couple weeks I get emails from the Center for Sex Positive Culture in Seattle.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So just during this show, I got an email regarding an upcoming orgy. And
what?
How they're handling the coronavirus. Yeah, should I read it?
Please.
Okay, I got this at 8:20.
Hold on.
There was video of this corona orgy.
There's video of it, Canada North? Well,
what is this place? What did you bring me to?
This is a buffet.
Well, I can see that it's a buffet, but why is there a buffet at a goddamn orgy, Frank?
Well, you don't want to bang on an empty stomach, do you?
I don't want to bang any of these people anyway. They're all paunchy and weird and old.
You can't tell under the mask.
I can absolutely tell. And why are our costumes so much more elaborate than everybody else's? Like they didn't put any effort into it. Oh, Jesus Christ. That guy's not even wearing a mask.
Well, he's got the right...
By the way, there so was a buffet at this orgy I was at. There was so much...
What?
There were like homemade cookies, carrots, and M&Ms, and there was all kinds of food.
So many questions.
What are they?
No, go on. The best part, please. No.
Well, my favorite part of the orgy, and when I used to have my podcast, I told this story for an hour, like in massive detail, but the whole story. But there was this moment that I'll never forget where I went with my friend. A female friend of mine who platonic, and we just kind of hung out and observed. We didn't really join anybody, but you know, we could have. But at one point we're sitting with this Asian guy and he tells this story about how at the last orgy, he shoved frozen popsicles up his, they shoved frozen popsicles up his ass. And he's like, you know,
what?
It really hurt. It wasn't comfortable. I'm never going to do that again. And
sorry,
an hour. Go ahead.
Again, to go back to
you earlier, look puzzled, Joe.
Very. Someone's asshole has to be so accustomed to being, let me use the news article's word, thrusted, to be a gape, may I say.
No one said just, a gape.
I did. To have a popsicle. Look, if someone put a gun to my head, I wouldn't be able to put a popsicle up my asshole. It would just, it would snap in half. It wouldn't go in. A popsicle should not be going up into a man's ass.
That sounds like a challenge for next week.
Look,
if we get to a certain number, can I put a popsicle in your ass?
No.
There's no number for that. There's no number.
Tina in the chat says, Ian, you don't go to an orgy to observe.
Well, listen, my options were open, and I didn't find the right in.
Finish what you're saying, because I have so many
things. So this Asian guy was telling the story about how last time they put popsicles in his ass.
Who's they? Who's they?
Other orgy goers.
Oh, my God.
And then, so he's telling the story, and then, like, about an hour later, when my friend and I were leaving, hand on a Bible, swear on my kid's life, we see him, like, close the trunk of his car. And he walks in with like an industrial pack of popsicles. He's gonna do it again. It was great.
Jesus Christ!
Like, not just gonna do it again. He brought the popsicles.
All right, look.
It was a fun night.
I'm trying to. We only got so much time left. I don't want to go too over time. Let me start with this. Okay. How did you get involved, invited, or whatever? Find out about this orgy.
Okay. I have a handful of friends in Seattle, and a couple of them, especially one, is very immersed in the alternative polyamorous alternative sexual scenes, and was a member of the Center for Sex Positivity for sex I'm sorry
the
for
what?
sex po- the Center for Sex Positive Culture. And she, I'd always told her, look, if I'm ever in town, because I get to Seattle 3-4 times a year, I'd love to see an orgy. So because she was a member, she was allowed to bring me as a, you know, you pay for it, but like as a paid guest. So I went with her as a guest.
Okay. All right. So you were her guest to the orgy that she normally frequents.
Not really. I think she wouldn't have gone if I wasn't in town and wanted to go, but she's gone to one or two here and there before that.
Okay. All right. So explain, was it like someone's house? Where?
No, it was like a warehouse.
A where?
Their facility is a big sort of open space, which is almost like a warehouse with a facility. Huge, like, yeah, they have a, they
there's
have
an
a, like,
orgy an facility.
Yes. Yes, there is.
What?
It was a big like where, like you ever go to like the bubble, like a gym that has like, you know, the grass, soccer fields and basketball courts and stuff. It was an open space that size.
Wait, this was an outdoor orgy?
Indoor. No, there was a roof. No outdoor orgies. What are they, animals?
Yeah. What am I thinking? How dare I? All right. So you go in. Are there people just fucking in the open?
Not yet. No, the first thing was like everyone's kind of like mingling, having a drink. And
are there any masks?
No.
Okay.
No. The organizers spoke for a few minutes about consent and about positivity and
wait,
about
there was kind a of, there was a guy behind a podium giving
no podium. No one said podium.
But there was a speaker like giving rules.
There was a guy that just explained what, you know, about consent, about yeah, what's...
How did it start? Hey, everyone, welcome to the orgy.
Hey, welcome to the orgy. Yeah.
What?
Something to that effect. I'm not sure they used the word orgy. It was a sex party. They didn't use the word orgy.
It's the same thing.
No, I understand that.
All right. Just... Okay. Keep going. Okay. So
I think you're better asking me questions because I have no idea.
Do you remember some of the PSAs that were given by the speaker?
No, I think the tone is just don't be creepy and respect people's boundaries. And again,
there are
always
boundaries in an orgy.
What do you think?
I don't know. I've never been to a fucking orgy, you weirdo.
You think I can just go behind someone who's and stick my dick in them? No, you
gotta. I don't know how it works. I don't know. Well, maybe you tap them on the shoulder and say hi first. I don't know.
You're tag. You're it.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you have to ask. You have to make sure you have consent.
Well, I would assume, but I don't know how the consent works. I would assume walking in the door means you're giving consent. I don't know.
No, I mean, if there's 40 people in the room, you're not consenting to fuck all 40 of them.
All right, fair point. So you were just observing everything? I mean, all right, so after the guy speaks, what happens next?
People start kind of going off to their, quote, scenes. Like, I remember there was, like, a bench pressing table where, like, some
what
guy was
the
fucking
fuck?
A girl on that. There was a girl being tied up and kind of hung.
Wait, there
like,
was
you know,
exercise
hang,
equipment?
There was a bench table, like a bench press table. Yeah.
With weights on it?
No weights.
What?
No weights. It's just a fuck table.
Oh. Okay. All right. I guess that's less weird. All right. Go
and
on.
And there was like one girl was being like tied up like with those fancy like sex knots.
I don't know what a fancy sex knot is, Ian.
One of those. I don't know what those are called. Like, they're like bondage shit. I don't know. I'm not an expert either.
Like BDSM or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was some. Like
are there any rooms or is it all out in the open? Is it one like big?
I think it was all in the open from what I remember.
How long did you hang around there?
3 hours. 2-3 hours.
Canada North. Hi, everyone. The safe word is going to be cucumber. Was there a safe word?
I don't think I recall that.
So,
my safe word is don't stop.
Did you stick around long enough to just watch people fuck?
Yeah, I definitely watched people fucking. I watched a couple like one guy was fucking two girls. There were two girls fucking. I mean, it was pretty cool. it was a pretty cool scene. I ate a lot of carrots and a lot of cookies.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I'm just genuinely curious.
Sure.
What stopped you from joining in?
I think you went there.
I'm assuming you went there to do something, right?
I went there considering that I wouldn't rule out doing something,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have a full plan. I mean, my friend that I went with, we'd hooked up like in our youth, but for the most part, we're platonic.
Okay.
And we kind of said, look, if we want to do something, we'll do it together, alone, we'll figure it out. But I think I enjoyed the watching. I think I was a little shy. I didn't know how to like enter somebody else's situation without being weird.
The whole thing's all those weird. I don't think it's possible to not be weird in that situation.
I'm really glad that I experienced that and have this sort of memory.
Some have different open rooms. Tina, you've been to an orgy? Is this more popular than I knew?
Yeah, people go to orgies. I mean, it made the New York Post, didn't it?
It did. So were you looking around when you first got there? Were you looking around the room?
When I first
like,
got there,
were you scoping it out going, all right, maybe this girl I could try to...
Oh, yeah, I mean, not so much. Yes and no. I mean, there were hot chicks there.
Well, okay.
For sure. So I was looking at chicks as if I was in a nightclub. I mean, for sure.
Only instead of being turned down by them, you get to watch them get fucked.
Yeah, more or less.
Did you get a hard-on?
I was just thinking about that. I figured you might ask me that. I don't think so. I also did a bunch of coke. This was like the peak of cocaine for me. So I think I was enjoying just being all fucked up and just in a cool experience.
So this was last year?
No, it's not last. Coke wasn't last year.
I'm kidding, dude. I'm kidding.
Like 2016.
Okay. Well, I can't believe this is the first time hearing about it.
I think I never talked about this with you.
No.
I've got to find the podcast that I did where I talked about it and send you the MP3 for that. It's a funny explain. Because I'm sure there's details now that I've forgotten or just have left out.
So you don't remember like being turned on by watching or you know whether you were or were not turned on?
I think I was turned on just watching people fuck, but I don't think I was hard.
It was because of the coke?
Maybe the coke, maybe the fact that I was with my friend just hanging out shooting the shit. Hard to say.
So you were having a conversation while people were fucking like 10 feet away from you?
I was sitting there eating carrots with my friend.
You're such a weirdo.
Yes.
I love it. I can't imagine. Look, I'm not saying I would have acted any differently. I would have gone.
No, you would have stuck a finger in somebody's ass by accident. Well, you would have.
I mean, again, like I said, I wouldn't have gone in the first place. But if I was dragged there, whatever the case is with you, I wouldn't know where to start with anything. I mean, just plain having a conversation.
Go ahead.
You had a regular conversation with your friend while there's a bunch of people just fucking around you, like nothing was going on.
Now, I mean, I was probably sitting 7 to 10 to 15 feet away from people fucking, but like at that, like that 10 feet from me, there were many people fucking.
Daryl says, please let Joe put it on his channel. I think he might be talking
about the podcast episode.
The podcast episode. I mean, I'll
try to find it. I'll edit it down to find the actual the story.
I'll throw it on there if you
want. It won't be hard to find.
All right.
In fact, I had a podcast that I recorded before I left and I was all excited. And then I recorded one when I got back, and I was recanting regaling all the details.
This is perfect. You know, I would love to do a show where we listen back to that together.
That's a good idea, man.
Can we do that?
Of course.
I mean, doesn't have to be a Thursday. We could just pop on one night and
you and Dan.
Yeah, that would be great.
I want to listen back and see if it's boring or whatever, but yeah,
no,
for sure.
No. I want you to hand me or send me the audio. I don't want you to hear it back until we go live.
So you don't want me to hear it again until you – oh, God, that's pressure, man. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want you listening back to it or cutting out whatever parts.
No, I won't cut anything out, but I might want to hear it.
Why?
See how embarrassed I need to be.
Well, that's part of the point.
Okay, that's fair. You know, you've taken your share of hits. That's only fair. You're right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, I agree.
We have a Pearl Jam question, Ian.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out how to say his name. Cerulius. Hey, Joe, I have a Pearl Jam question for you and Ian. Did Eddie's mom really fuck him like he hints in Alive? I have the bootleg concert where Eddie talks about how the Mama Son trilogy, including Alive, is about incest. And, of course, I guess that song is... Well, it obviously is. I don't think so. As far as I know, Ian,
No, I, for what I always took that as, I think he's fictionalizing his experience somewhat.
Because part of it is true where he was raised by someone he thought it was his father, but it wasn't his biological father, and he found that out later. So that part is true. So
right.
I don't know, and I'm sorry to everyone else aside from Cerulius who asked the question who really doesn't care. But look, especially when I'm with Ian, if I get asked a Pearl Jam question, I'm going to answer it.
Of course.
But
as well you should.
But anyway, Andy, Ian is going to copyright strike Joe. But yeah, dude, we definitely have to do that on the show. We have to play your orgy commentary, the before and after tapes.
In fact, the before never got released because that's a fucking funny story. Oh my, that I won't tell on the air, but I'll tell you about that.
Why can't you tell them in the air?
Okay, I'll just tell you that there were.
You know, you can't do that to the listeners. You can't say this amazing story I'm not going to tell. You can't do that.
I'll have to find. I mean, there were two females involved in recording the episode, and it got off the rails. It got where it was almost an orgy just record that episode, and I had to kind of stop and leave. It was bad.
What was bad?
It was bad because none of that can happen. That kind of thing can't happen with the people that I'm with and because I'm a married man.
Okay.
Had to be stopped.
All right. I'm going to.
But it got. Alcohol was involved and it got pretty out of hand with nudity and.
With nudity.
And attempts to get me naked. It was a thing.
All right. Well, again, we'll revisit this when we play the audio that you have.
For sure. But
the Cerulius says got into Pearl Jam because of you and Ian. Actually, that's as I typed, awesome to hear. I would not.
Hit us up. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I hear Pearl Jam. I get excited. No, hey, Cerulius, hit us up online, and we'll give you some recommendations and
absolutely. Maybe
Joe can make you a Spotify mix.
I will. Yeah, at Joe Coletta, 1L, 2Ts on Twitter, at E-Rog Rogers. Just follow the Cousin Joe Show at Cousin Joe Show on Twitter. Both our Twitter names are there.
Okay, let me say this.
Yeah.
I've been putting up art that I've been drawing lately, so if anybody wants to follow that, I have a new Instagram page, and that's also E-Rog Rogers, E-R-O-D-G-E-R-O-G-E-R-S. Thank you.
I didn't know about that.
It's a new endeavor.
That's awesome. I'll have to follow it.
I draw like a third grader, just so you know.
JMH, this is a great episode of the Cousin Ian Show. That guy Joe's okay, I guess.
Oh, how dare you.
Yeah. Darius is right. I was about to say, I take that as a compliment. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. And this was a lot of fun, man. Thank you. And thank you, everyone out there, hanging out with us these past 2 hours. We really appreciate it.
Definitely. Hopefully, Dan is back where he belongs next week. He is definitely missed.
Yeah, he should be back next week. And how about you? You going to be back next week?
I think so. I was supposed to be in Boston, but the coronavirus has canceled my trip, so I am in town.
I'm starting to like this coronavirus. All right.
Takes away Pearl Jam and gives you me.
Well, never mind. All right. Thanks again, everybody. We'll see you next Thursday. Have a good night.